surprise at being recognized. Perhaps they hadn't dealt face to face, but it seemed Max Hagen always knew who he did business with. "He's my guide," Lannery said, "and we'd like to buy some of what you're selling." Max Hagen glanced back and forth between them, and never once did his smile slip, not even from his eyes. He scratched at the corner of his mouth, and Lannery tensed, hand drifting a little closer to the sword hidden beneath her robe. She probed at him gently, but before she'd even touched his mind, she flinched back. His thoughts were such a pit of filth that she could almost taste their rot.
"Jedi,"
Max Hagen whispered. "And so?" Lannery asked. Tree stood frozen at her side. Max Hagen stared at her, still smiling. He poured 3 cups of water from a plastoid container without even looking, lifted one to his lips, sipped.
"Don't see many Jedi here."
He'd sensed her instantly. Ready this time, Lannery reached out to read him, but he was close to her now. The wall he'd thrown up was solid and vast, and it had the feel of something enhanced. He had tech implanted somewhere in his skull, under one of those tufts of hair, no doubt, and it was top-grade stuff, high-end military. His protection went far deeper than simple bodyguards. "I'm doing my best not to be seen," she said.
"I've nothing against Jedi," he said.
He put his cup down and handed one to each of them. Lannery took hers and nodded for Tree to do the same.
"Just don't,"
he waved his hands above his head,
"you know, mess with my mind or any of that crap."
"That might be hard," Lannery said. Max Hagen laughed out loud, and it was so infectious that she actually found herself smiling.
"Well, protection is always advisable, especially in a pit like this. Tree?"
He grunted and sighed.
"So, time for my lunch break. Come with me and we'll talk."
He took them beneath the square, descending one of the many staircases. There was machinery down there that powered lights and air filtration, and also places where less acceptable business was conducted. Brothels, drug bars, fighting rinks. Lannery sensed and saw them all, built in ruins that were testament to Greenwood Station's past. Sometimes it was easier to build new upon old. But Max Hagen had no interest in such underground endeavors. Through 3 doors, along several corridors, and then down a secret staircase concealed behind a locked wall panel, they emerged eventually in a room that might have impressed those corporation officials in their high tower.
"Nice," Lannery said as he led them inside.
They were on their own, yet she had no doubt Max Hagen was well protected here. She felt the weight of battle droids buried in the walls, and suspected that his implanted tech probably controlled everything about this room. One wrong move, and chaos would erupt.
"I do enjoy some comforts," he said. "Oh, and don't think for a moment that I'm imparting any sense of trust by bringing you here. I have dozens of these rooms all over the dome. I haven't been to this particular one in a long time, as can be witnessed by..."
He picked up several bottles from a table and threw them into a corner.
"The bad drinks selection. Apologies."
"Not here to drink," Tree said.
"Here to buy more mercenaries, Tree?"
Max Hagen's eyes twinkled as Tree squirmed uncomfortably. But Lannery did not take the bait. "I'm looking for someone, and Tree says you can help," she said. "He might have arrived already, or his ship might be incoming. He'll have people with him. They call themselves Stargazers."
"Looking in your Jedi capacity?"
"He's my brother," Lannery said. It was no answer, but it seemed to satisfy Max Hagen.
"It'll cost you, but I'm a fair man in business, so I'll let you make me an offer."
$500,000 credits,
Tree said. Lannery held in her surprise, and was pleased to see Max Hagen's eyes go wide.
"A generous offer," he said.
Tree smiled.
"I'm a fair man in business."
Max Hagen strolled around his opulent room, running his fingers along surfaces and tutting at the buildup of dust. "His name's Dalian Brock," Lannery said. "I need to know where he is, and he mustn't know I'm here."
"Are you going to kill him?"
Max Hagen asked.
That's none of your business.
True. But every time I use my network, I put it at risk. And as I'm in business for pleasure, there's always a price over and above money. Generous though your offer is, Tree.
Lannery did not respond.
Added to that, Max Hagen continued, do you have any idea how much business would suffer if anyone knew I was helping a Jedi?
We won't tell anyone, Lannery said.
Oh, I know that.
He spoke with such assurance, such confident control, that Lannery felt a shiver down her spine. Only one other person had ever made her feel like this. Dagon Locke, the one time she'd seen him during her short retreat on Bogan. None of the others with her party had seen him, and the master supervising them had told her that it was impossible, that prisoners were kept separated by force fields. But though he had been little more than a shadow on a distant hillside, she had felt his eyes upon her, and the weight of his regard. Heavy. Dark.
So, Max Hagen continued, an answer to my question is also part of the price. Will you kill your brother?
Lannery considered the question. It was one she had confronted and struggled with already, and it had caused more distress in her than finding Dale's bloodied, torn clothing 9 years before. But the answer was already firm in her mind. Only if I absolutely have to. Max Hagen nodded. His eyes were on fire.
My stall, Dusk, he said. If he's in Greenwood Station, I'll know by then.
He plucked an electronic device from his belt and held it out to Tree.
I'd appreciate untraceable bonds, if you will. And the transfer should be the full amount.
Half now, half, Tree began.
The full amount is fine, Lannery said. I can see you're a man of honor. Max Hagen frowned for a moment, trying to make out whether Lannery was playing him. Then he laughed out loud again, head back, hand pressing his side. This time, she felt no urge to laugh with him. I need a shower, she said. I want to change my skin, buy new clothes. The man's a disease.
I did warn you.
And where do you get so much money?
You don't want to know.
I do, Lannery thought, as they walked as quickly as they could out of District 6. I do want to know. She made sure they weren't followed. Max Hagen would have his eyes on them somehow, she knew, and his attention was something they had bought along with his help. But someone following them would be too much of a threat to ignore. And she did want to know about